Hi everyone and happy Saturday to you. Welcome to day two of our 3-day creating a self-care practice challenge. So yesterday I just very simply got you to look at your self-care practice currently, what it was like and maybe what it was missing, or did you have one at all? And then I simply wanted you to just think about the things that you do enjoy and what you might like to bring into a self-care practice, because yesterday we went through just how it's important to be able to enjoy it. So today we follow on with, again, just another small teaching on this, but tomorrow's teaching will be a lot more in-depth as we reach the final day. That's going to be about really looking at how to put things in place, but we're doing like little stepping stones over these 3 days. So today is getting you to look at why you don't have a self-care practice at the moment, or if you do have one, if you're not doing it consistently, why not? And if you do have one, which is brilliant, it's like, what has been working for you? So we're looking, I suppose, ultimately at what hasn't worked in your self-care practice and what has worked. And for those of you who don't have one at all, why not? And the reason we need to look at this, it's not to be negative, but, you know, when we look at things that haven't worked in the past, they haven't worked because certain action steps we've taken haven't actually come to fruition. So they talk about not getting to a place we want in our life, and it generally isn't from previous results over a month. It would be previous actions and thoughts and processes over years and years and years that lead us to what we might deem as like not being where we want to be or not achieving what we want to achieve. So with self-care practices, I don't want it to be something you're setting a goal to achieve. I want it to be something that just becomes part of you in your emotional core, like I spoke about yesterday, and also that it just becomes a fundamental practice. As much as you get up and have a shower every day, that this becomes the same thing. But to be able to do that, you've got to look at why it hasn't worked before, maybe why it currently isn't working. And like I said, if it is working, what aspects of those? Because just like with, you know, not getting where we like to be, to get where we want to be, we can look back at previous things that have been successful and mirror those action steps or mirror those thought processes or emotional feelings to create that energy again. So that's what I'd like you to look at today. And tomorrow's audio will be a lot longer, and we will be going through this more in depth to help you to start to create your self-care practice from Monday. And on Tuesday, we are going to be starting a brand new month here at It's Time For Me. This has been a little bit of a shorter month because it started a bit later due to all of the coronavirus stuff, and I changed the theme at the last minute. But this month we're going to be going back, for our new month, we're going to be going back to what I was going to cover this month, which is all about thriving and elevating. So it's like up-leveling ourselves on every single level, from emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, and really just sitting in ourselves and bringing our life to the next place. I think now that we've come to, I suppose, a new normal, let's say, and we've overcome probably a lot of the very quick changes that we had to adapt to, I can feel in the air the energy's changing. So I think going back to the topic from I was originally going to do this month about thriving and elevating is actually perfect timing now. So wish you good luck today with day two. If you've any questions at all, feel free to email me or text me at any time, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.